Radio BFM listeners, aren't we the luckiest people in the whole world tonight? We've got beautiful Joels and Conway up from the band Toy. Lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here. Thanks
for having us.
Very exciting. So you're usually a five-piece.
Yeah, well, core members of the band is about five of us that we've been together for about 10 years. But when we're playing live, we do have couple of extra musicians, session players on stage with us. We've got Leo with us most gigs, and Harry as well on bass. So,
nice.
It's kind of like a seven-piece live, but a lot of the creative process is done with less.
Sometimes Lisa T as well.
Yeah,
Lisa T. On some backing vocals,
It makes eight.
Eight-piece.
Wow. It must sound like so rich and incredible, but I'm sure what you're about to play for us is
Yeah, you're going to get the stripped back version.
I argue is the best version. So tell us a bit about the band. Like, what's the vibe?
What's the vibe? Well, we've been together for a long time. We all met at jazz school down in Wellies. For me, and I think all of us, Toy was, back then, Tunes of I, was kind of like a creative outlet for us to escape all of the jazz and the scales and all the stuff that we were learning. So that we could just have, like, freedom and free jams. And, I mean, I don't really know if we ever intended for it to kind of end up where we are now, but we just kept going. And we just keep jamming and keep doing shows and writing music and developing over, a decade now.
Yeah, and just when you think you're like going to quit, something cool pops up. Yeah. Like, I guess we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Please don't quit on behalf of me and the listeners. No, that's incredible. I guess, jazz school is as kind of strict as that might, kind of seem at times. It's nice to have that escape, but you're also rooted in that kind of jazz knowledge foundation, which is incredible, you know?
Yeah.
And it's good because we can all speak the same language to each other. Like, it's really quick to communicate ideas creatively.
Exactly.
And when we're arranging stuff for live, it's kind of like we understand what each other means very quickly and easily.
Yeah.
So it smooth sailing kind of.
Cool.
Creative process, eh?
So you can just do kind of like eyebrow raises and nods, and
I mean, the majority of our chats are eyebrow raising, eh? Really, on stage, it's just like eyebrows.
Yeah.
Oh, incredible.
This one means a major seven chord.
I love it. You've got little symbols, depending on how high those eyebrows are. So you've got a new album.
Yep.
Woohoo!
Yeah, coming
Tell
out
me about
tomorrow.
It. Tomorrow.
So
fresh.
This new album, it's a modern soul album. Mm-hmm. So we've taken a lot of influences from old school vintage soul and R&B and funk music, and we've put a kind of modern spin on it with the production. The album we wrote and recorded at Conway's home studio.
Nice.
And we found that being there meant we had a lot of spare time to kind of just go with the flow, and we could stay up late and we could explore ideas on a deeper level than perhaps we've been able to with the pressure and stress of being in a studio for a set amount of time, however much money per hour, So this was very relaxed, easygoing, and it kind of ended up being a bit of a therapy project for a lot of us in the band. It kind of was an opportunity to reflect on a lot of personal growth and lessons learned and mistakes made and stuff over the last 10 years, I guess, essentially. And probably, so we found it quite healing in that sense. We explored topics that were a bit more vulnerable than what we might be used to. Too. I think when we were younger playing together, it was kind of like, trying to be cool and tough guy or whatever, but it was kind of like just opening up a bit more and being like, oh no, it's actually cool not to be like that, that was good for us. And found the main thing with it when we went into writing it was, let's make sure we're only recording and writing music that we really truly genuinely love. So it wasn't written with any other intention other than being genuine and raw and honest. So yeah,
it's incredible. I cannot wait to hear it. I mean, it's so easy to think, oh, we should sound like this, or you know, we should be capturing this side of.
Totally. Or this is cool at the moment, and this is what everyone's listening to, and that's great, you know.
It's
I feel like we kind of tried to fit into those boxes at different times, and at the end of the day, you kind of listen back, and you're like, oh, it's not authentic. So hopefully what's come out of this project is something that's authentic and genuine, and hopefully that means that people feel that, you know.
Oh, I cannot wait. All right. Well, hit us with the first track. What's this one?
This tune is called Get to Know You.
Take it away.
Can I get a little bit more?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sitting over there with your smiling eyes, and I drinking right here, trying to read the signs. 'Cause that's the face I wanna see again, and in that space, no need to pretend. No, no, there's no need to pretend. I just wanna get to know you. It's the truth, what you do. Loving everything that you do. How you move. It's just you, yeah. We left after dark. It felt like the thing to do, yeah. Top of the stair, it was a start. And I knew I needed you, yeah. Oh, no, I need you. I just won't get to know you. It's the truth, what you do. Loving everything that you do. How you move. It's just you, yeah. I just wanna get to know you. I just wanna get to know you. I just wanna get to know you. Right, yeah. I just wanna get to know ya. I just wanna get to know ya. I just wanna get to know ya. I just wanna get to know ya.
That was incredible.
Oh, Jack.
One man audience, but also a lot of people are probably thinking, hell yeah. So that was quite a sweet song. About anyone special?
It is a bit of a sweet song, yeah. I mean, on the album, that's probably like the lightest of the bunch.
It's the start.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then it gets scary.
It does. It gets scary very, very quick. Yeah.
But there's hope. There's still hope.
At the end of the tunnel, yeah. It's a whole journey, but yeah, that song, I mean, is all about pretty much the name of the song, that excitement of wanting to get to know someone when you first meet them, you know, that kind
incredible.
Of those butterflies, that excitement that you feel when you kind of meet that potential someone special.
Yeah.
And yeah, that one in particular was actually written about my lady. We've had a few laughs about that today, because she's been hassling me for years to write a song about her.
Nice.
And always giving me a bunch of grief about, hey, why haven't you written a song? Like, these guys have written songs about their ladies.
Yeah.
Like,
how's that song coming along?
I want a love song. And so I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Here you go.
Here you go.
Yeah, it sounds really sweet. And you know, you can certainly hear that kind of musical joy. Like, I get what you mean, where it's like, no, we're just going to play what we like, what feels good.
Yeah.
And I think it's really coming across.
Cool. That's good.
And I'm excited to hear the next one. What is it?
Next one is Wired. This is a song that we released a few months back, quite a while ago. Yeah, I can't remember either.
Earlier this year?
Last year.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. Well, how about you take it away?
Sure.
Sorry, rearrange.
I'm a little torn in my thoughts, 'cause I'm wired for play. Conditioned by the hunger, and tempted by fate. Guess I'm 10 feet from the bottom. Give me a something, I wanna feel good. I'm clinging to reason, it's all you. Give me a something, I wanna feel good. I'm clinging to reason, it's all you. I'm swimming in these waters, it feels a lot like wine, but in my heart I hunger for you to ease my mind. Guess I'm 10 feet from the bottom. Give me a something, I wanna feel good. I'm clinging to reason, it's all you. Yeah. Give me a something, I wanna feel good. I'm clinging to reason, it's all you. Give me a something, give me that something that I can feel. I wanna feel good, I wanna feel. Oh, mm-hmm. I wanna feel that way that we did back then.
Incredible stuff. I get what you mean about it gets a bit darker out there.
Yeah,
definitely. Yep.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so glad that you as a collective could kind of come together, make not only, you know, a great sounding album that's dropping tomorrow, but also kind of, you know, express yourself how you need to.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. So that took on a bit of a darker tone. What was that one kind of about?
That tune's actually one that we wrote ages ago, like, 2019, 18 or something. And it had been something that we've been working on for like a while, but it's definitely changed and morphed over time. So when we first wrote that song, it was like more of a kind of stadium sort of rock song.
Nice.
It was like quite big and heavy.
You can
and
hear it.
We had the opportunity to open for the Red Hot Chilies when they came here for their last tour.
Wow.
And we thought, shit, we need to have something that kind of matches their energy. And we had like a lot of heavy songs in there too.
Mm.
But that was kind of one that we really workshopped. And first time that we played that was for that show, which was crazy. And so to hear the change and what's happened now, it's like a lot more soulful. And the version that we have released is... Yeah, it's very different, but it still matches the energy of the song. But that tune's more talking about, like impulsive kind of, what would you call it, bro?
Addictions, impulses.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a darker sort of thing. I mean, like being a musician, being on the road, you know, you're surrounded by so much.
Yeah.
Temptations.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the word. I was like, what's happening? What's happening? Temptation.
What is the word?
That's what the tune's all about. And about kind of staying true to yourself and not letting temptation kind of guide your way.
Totally.
For me, it's about holding on to something that keeps me solid.
Yeah.
So that's when it refers back to, you know, it's all you. I won't kind of give in to that temptation. Yeah.
Incredible. Well, I cannot wait for this to come out. I'm so excited for tomorrow, and I'm sure many of the listeners are. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to play one song in its final form, Essence.
Cool.
What's the vibe of this one?
It actually kind of leads on quite well from what Conway was just saying. It's kind of about, that root or that anchor that keeps you strong and, like, you know, whether that's morally or... Whatever that might be, it's just that about that anchor and being sure, despite you know, challenges and stuff. Just kind of staying true and honoring something.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jules and Conway, for coming up.
Thank you.
And go listen to Toy, everyone. we're about to listen to Essence.
Choice.
Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that album tomorrow.
Thinking about this too much. time's come to go away and make love. Fear we need to get back to the true essence of love.